Jason, Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, as we are every week. Always enjoy that. Coming up tomorrow at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, Bass Tire Family Night. Going to be a lot of fun. The gates will open at 3 o'clock. We say hello now to Bob Sargent from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, who joins us. Bob, what's up? How are you?
Oh, getting ready for a big race weekend here at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Beautiful weather and a lot of race cars coming. And like you mentioned there, Bass Tire, we're calling back to school night and have a lot of extra activities going on.
So pro late models, super trucks, Crown Vicks, limited late models, and much, much more. You can see all sorts of racing tomorrow night at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you know, this facility is just really good for entertainment. It's kind of a double header. We have the quarter-mile racing that starts at 5, and very exciting, very fun, majority local guys. And then the bigger track, the 5-8, starts around 7 p.m. with the late model that you mentioned. So we're almost what we call a doubleheader. You got a lot of different types of racing.
Well, I know you're also excited, and we'll bring in our next guest as well. Craig Anderson is on the line with us from the band Heartland. They're going to do the national anthem and have a meet and greet as well. Plus, they just filmed a video out at the fairgrounds.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. But, Craig, welcome in. I know you're excited to be out at the fairgrounds tomorrow night.
We sure are. Yeah, we had a great time shooting that video out there. It's a it is a fantastic facility, and we're looking forward to getting back up there tomorrow and seeing everybody and watching some great racing.
So how did the video and doing it at the fairgrounds, how did that all come about?
One of our main guys on the team, the legendary Nashville, Mr. Dwayne Brown, brought that idea to us. I am under the impression, I think I heard that Dwayne sold popcorn and stuff up there as a kid. Like, I don't know if it was in maybe the late 70s or early 80s or something. So I thought that was such a cool connection, and, you know, we're looking at video treatments and things, and there are a lot of different ideas to do with that video, and we just kind of all gravitated towards that idea, and it just turned out great. We're super stoked with it.
Yeah, Craig, we talked about loyalty of NASCAR and country music fans. I mean, they go hand in hand, don't they? You guys have seen that firsthand with Heartland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, gosh, man. I think country music and racing was invented at the same time, wasn't they, guys? I don't know much of a distinction between that all the way back to when them boys was running moonshine up in the hills and stuff, you know. I mean, there's just lots of great stories with both those two entertainment fields, you know. And at the end of the day, we've got the same fan base. We're singing and doing the same things, it's just both racing and country music in particular just have an incredible fan base that sticks with you, you know, all through your career, too. It's incredible, really.
Bob, I don't know if you've checked the forecast for tomorrow night, but my goodness, has the Lord blessed you with a beautiful night?
The Lord blessed us with a beautiful night. I mean, anytime you look and it's sunny and 83 degrees, we're very pleased, and again, looking forward to a great weekend of racing. And you know, he's right there. I mean, we're just talking about generations of people have come through this facility. You know, the history here is phenomenal. We've got people now that tell us stories continuously about when they were out here selling the programs, the popcorn, and when they were out here sitting in the grandstand rooting for such and such driver all these years. The Hall of Fame will be making some announcements and a presentation here, the Nashville Speedway Hall of Fame, Fairgrounds Speedway Hall of Fame. They'll be making a presentation and an exciting thing here tomorrow night also. So, yeah, an action-packed night of racing.
Chase mentioned the Crown Vicks tomorrow night. My uncle had a Crown Vic. It went from 0 to 60 in probably half a second. Can I bring that out tomorrow night if you don't mind?
Well, you can bring it out. I might have to put it in the parking lot for tomorrow night. It takes a little bit of work. These guys are having fun, but we do require safety. And we encourage people to check into this class. It's a fun and beginner class, but we do require some safety features, including roll bars and things like that. So So get it ready and come on out.
Well, I might do that.
Very, very cool. We are looking forward to it as well. Craig, where can people find your music and if they're wanting to listen to some Heartland?
Sure, yeah. No, it's out everywhere. Everywhere you find music these days. Apple and Spotify and, the video's out on YouTube and a bunch of different places and, Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. But I want to say real quick, I think Nashville's very lucky to have a facility like that. I've just played everywhere over 30 years now, and not everywhere has a place like Nashville has down there. And I just think I would just encourage everybody to come on out and see us and watch some great racing. That's some very talented drivers over there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tomorrow night, again, gates open at 3. The racing begins at 5 o'clock, and you can see everything from the small track to the big track. They got it all at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today, and I know it's going to be a great weekend. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you this weekend.
Bye. Absolutely. Bob Sargent, Craig Anderson from the band Heartland joining us, Bob, from the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And, again, Bass Tire Family Night out at the fairgrounds. If you're looking for some really cool grassroots racing, head on out tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun.
So Crown Vic's race.
Yeah.
I mean, like you talked
I think
about.
They're on the small track, the Legends track inside. I could be wrong.
They should do that race, the Donaldson Kroger parking lot. Because if you can get around the Donaldson Kroger parking lot in the Crown Vic, then you're a damn good racer. I'd love to see that.
You know, I think everyone should be required to learn how to drive on a Crown Vic. Or something similar, because they're so damn big.
They're huge.
Like so I think I've told you, my first car was a 97 Cadillac DeVille. And like when my grandfather was like, yeah, you can have it, my dad's like, how the hell is he going to drive this boat around town? And I had dings on it and everything, yeah. But I learned.
6 miles to the gallon?
Five on a good day.
Five.
But I learned, how to park and get it in small spaces and everything, and it's just like a Crown Vic's that way, because I mean we don't build cars like that anymore.
No
big ginormous tanks.
I'm curious for our listeners, what did you learn to do? And you can weigh in. We're taking remedies for Chase's bug spray. 615-737-1025. What's the first car that you learned how to drive? Dr. Crane, what kind of car did you learn how to drive on?
There were multiple, but my dad has a 1984 Cutlass Supreme Oldsmobile.
Oh, nice.
And it was his Sweet 16 car he got with his dad, and he's kept it ever since. So I learned how to drive on that. Along with the
he still has it?
He still does, yes. Yes, indeed. Not in the pristine condition, but it is in a condition.
It runs?
It is a driving condition, yes.
Okay.
So
you might need to bring that to work one day.
If it'll make it. learned on that. And then my grandmother had a old, I want to say it was a Lincoln. It was a land yacht. It kind of reminded me of Crown Vic. I call it the land yacht. And then she ended up selling that recently. But that thing was a charm.
I drove, we didn't have a lot of money, but learned how to drive with a two-door gigantic 78 Ford LTD, and it was a massive thing to drive to learn on, and God bless my brother who said, you're going to learn how to drive with my truck. So I started out with the Ford LTD and then ended up learning how to drive on the truck, man, but I tell you what, I look back now, and it's almost emotional thinking about driving that car and learn. Once you learn to drive through a Ford LTD, you could drive a damn tank in the Army. I mean, those things were massive. So I love hearing stories like this, how we all – because we all began at one point together of how we learned how to drive, and that's just really kind of cool.
Dr. Crane, I could put you in a 1986 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Saloon Coupe for $15,900.
Today.
Well,
drive it off the lot.
I don't have 15.9.
That's according to the internet.
Don't have 15.9 right now, but hey, I can.
We'll get a payment plan for you.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that.
Hey,
that's a nice car.
When I was a car salesman many, many years ago, one of my 87 jobs I had, we would tell people, hey, so you got to begin an agreement staircase with them.
Yeah.
So Chase, you'd walk in, look at a Corvette, and you're like, I can't afford that. I said, what if I can get you in that car today, zero down, $200 a month? And you're like, yeah. I said, I'm not saying I can, but you're saying if we can find a price, you'll take that car. Well, yeah. And it was so stupid because, I mean, we could barely afford lunch at Kitchen Notes. You're not going to afford a Corvette and all these selling techniques that go on with everything. And so, crazy, man.
Well, that was the thing about the Cadillac. The Cadillac had the Corvette engine.
Oh.
It was a V8, Northstar V8, but it was basically what they were putting in Corvettes. So it had some giddy up to it.
Oh, man.
For sure. Fun stuff on a Friday. Again, check it out at the fairgrounds. We love the fairgrounds. Here on the Chase in Big Joe show.
These responses coming in.
Oh, yeah. But we'll read some of these.
All right.
We'll read some of these coming back. Here, 615-737-1025. It's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight. The Nashville Sounds continue their series against Indianapolis. Pregame at 620. First pitch at 635. You can also listen on the app on 94.9TheFan.com. And it's all presented by Twin Peaks Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, Cottle Vet Clinic, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.